awake, your bated breath charging the air. I like the touch and the smell of all the pretty dresses you wear.
Radio Valencia. All right. That was a nice trip there. Synchronic Anarchy, Boivod, from the Synchronic Anarchy record. Yes. Recent work by them, I would say recent in relative speaking terms. I guess it came out in 2022, so, yeah, that's 4 years ago. Christ. Excuse me, time does fly here when you are having fun, or even if you're not. All right, and then we had before that, we had ORK from Infrared Inflamed Rides, a track called Jellyfish. Previous to that, we had a very classic track by Peter Gabriel from the Peter Gabriel 3 Melt. It's the Melting Face album, right? Intruder. Incidentally, that song was also covered by Primus, who did the track before that with The Carpenter and the Dainty Bride from The Animals should not try to act like people. They should just be successful at it. There is to try and try not. You either do or you do not. Okay, yeah, enough of that. This is Curtis Mayfield, by the way, from Superfly. It's called Think. And it's not what you're trying to do to me. Think, think. But that's just the name of the track. I'll let you have a contemplative moment here to have joy or not to joy. That is the question. I think joy is the answer. And let it not be spoken in so uncertain terms that we should, in some light of way, in such wit, be forth and whatsoever. Oh, Jesus Christ, Michael, what the hell's going on with you? Anyway, that was fun. Anyway, enough of that weirdness. That's, yes, Curtis Mayfield from Superfly. I love that. Doesn't that feel good? Beautiful instrumental here. What do we got coming up next? We got a little second up. Porn Crumpets, Little Beastie Boys, and more. So you stick around. I am the Alchemist. This is the Complex Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour on a Saturday night. Live, it's Saturday night. And yes, no, we are not corporate. We are not anything. We are actually self-supporting, and we could use your donations. So if you're so inclined, please do visit our website and click, click, click on the donate button. Send us a dime or a nickel or a quarter or $1,000 or whatever feels right to you. You know, every little bit counts. So, and I thank you for being here and listening. The listeners, it's all for you. It really is. It is. We do this as a labor of love. It does. We do pay dues. We do this because we want to. And we hope that you are enjoying what we put out there for you. A lot of great DJs. Saturday is really filled up nicely now. So, yeah. All right. So, what do we got next? Oh, yeah. I already told you that. I'm going to get to it. I'll catch you on the flip side. We'll be right back.
If this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
You wanted to. Why'd you leave the kids up on the table? You wanted to.
Jenny Lee, yes, of Rush. Yeah, Rush is coming around one more time, I believe. It may be just, it may not be the last time, I don't know, but they are coming around again. Yeah, this is the post-Neil Peart renaissance of Rush. I mean, I guess they're just bored and they want to do it, you know. I'm in for it. I'm good. I'm going. Yeah. Favorite band growing up, and they were my first love when it came to music. Yeah, I stayed with them all the way through, man. All the way through. I like every album I like to a degree. There are some albums I like more than others. Some of the albums in the mid to the late 80s were not as tight as some of the ones before it, or even after it. There's some, I mean, there's the last like three albums they did after Neil came back after having that whole traumatic event of losing both his wife and daughter in the same year. He went out on a long ride. Ghost Rider, that was the name of the book he wrote about his travels on a motorcycle. An amazing track from the album that was The Resurgence in 2002, and then they did two more albums after that. But during that time period, Geddy Lee did the solo record. Actually, Alex Lifeson also did Victor, which was a fun record all by itself. Very different. Like, this sounds like, that sounded like Rush, right? Didn't it? It's going to sound like Rush. Alex's album really sounded great. More like what I'm listening to right now, this Adrian Belew track here. All right, before that we had OSI, Sure You Will, Save Yourself, Sure You Will. Chop Suey by System of the Down, Toxicity, man. Got a lot of audience participation in that when people stop by the door. They like themselves a little System of a Down, yes. Very fun band, that is. Every song is a rock opera in 2 or 3 minutes. B-Boys, Making with the Freak. It's going to be that kind of party. I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes. And I love that line. It's so fucking hilarious. Beastie Boys from Ill Communication. A lot of fun. And we started to set off with Ergophobia. Psychedelic Porn Crumpets from High Visceral Part 2. Or is it Ergo or Phobia? Ergo. I say, yeah, it's probably Ergo. Hit those pretentious assholes, man. Like, oh my God. Shut up this Ergo shit. I don't need to hear this Ergo. You took your right up your ergo hole. Yes, right. This is called Portrait of Margaret. Doesn't it sound like Margaret? Does this not sound like Margaret to you? I think it sounds like Margaret. I don't know. It's Portrait of Margaret. At least it sounds like a portrait of Margaret. It is, yes, Adrian Belew from the album Desire Caught by the Tail, which was his first solo record after he'd been in like Zappa and in David Bowie and the Talking Heads, and then he did this, and then he joined King Crimson, and it's just like, yeah, he's got such a badass. What do we got coming up next here? Well, we got a little bit of Groundation, some Stereo Lab, and some Pink Floyd. How about that? That sounds like a fun set. That does, doesn't it? All right, so I will catch you on the flip side, and in the meanwhile, just be good to each other out there, love one another, as it should be always in the world of cha-cha. Read about you.
I'm your virgin to tell all tales in Jah time. Not my own time, you know, Jah time, you know. Because every year you have four seasons. And the seasons are all changing. And nobody know in the world how the works of with the Almighty are going right now. It's last year, see? So, me now fight down no other, no country. You understand? But it's a power. We must know how to use power. And the power of what is happening right now is in the Bible. See, last year, they know why they are warring in our region. It may look like it's only the highlands or something, but it's deeper than that because it is written in prophecy. But it takes ew of eyes to see, and it takes time to live it and know it. Shake off your warrior armor.
Shake off those warrior's garments. Shake off those warrior's armor up and your garments.
Money for your souls, they say. What if they were to tell a young one? All of them dancing up on the moon, let them be so good, let them be calm.
Always.